Hare Krishna. One of the interesting questions that I'm getting from my tour around Hungary and giving my Varnashram seminar, the first phase of which is the 21 qualities of a good person. And a great title and a great question. Devotees pose this: is it really good to be good? Is it really good to be good in Kali Yuga when we look around us and we see that the successful people, the popular people, the respected people are not the people who stick by principles, are not the principled people, the religious people, the austere people, the honest people, but rather they're the cheaters, the liars, the result-oriented people, the people who get results, the people who, under all costs, succeed in a world where success, results, external external posturing and things show. And I guess, although I'm not very much in tune with what happens in the music industry and the film industry, somewhat from my cousin, I get the film industry, you see that these actors and musicians and so on, who are the idols of the modern world, they are generally the most unprincipled and the most, well, in Hungarian we have this good word, aljas. It is not even the English word for it, but it means szemtelen.
Cheeky.
Worse than cheeky. Shambihari is telling me some good words. I'm getting my English now from him. Low down, degraded, egoistic, full of pride, disgusting, those are some of the words that come to mind, people are around, full of ego, pride, etc. Watching or following these people is really not anukul or good for spiritual life. But anyway, back to the question, back to the point. Isn't it when these are the people, when these are the gods of the modern world, why should we be good? Why should I be honest when everyone else is cheating? Why should I be humble when everyone's going to walk all over me? Why should I show mercy when everyone else is so merciless? So here's the mantra that answers the questions. Dharmo rakshati rakshitaha. Once again, dharmo rakshati rakshitaha. If you protect dharma, dharma will protect you. Because we're a principle-oriented society, there's shreyas and preyas. There's the long-term result, and there's the immediate result. Materialistic person are only interested in the immediate result. Immediate means today, this year, this lifetime, at whatever cost. And that's called materialism. But that's not the way Vaishnavs are. That's not the way Vaishnavs live. Vaishnavs think of what is actually the right thing to do. And under all circumstances, let me always do the right thing. So we have so many wonderful examples. Let's take one, which is Prahlad Maharaj. Here's this little boy. What did it avail him to be so religious, to be so honest and truthful, to tell his father what he really thought of him? He was tortured. He was subject to all kinds of suffering and tribulation, but in the ultimate issue, he got the whole universe. That was his material result. And spiritually, he is a Mahabhagavata. He's a pure devotee. So remaining principled certainly paid off. The Pandavas were sent into exile, gave up their kingdom. It was all illegally done. But still, they followed the principles of Dharma. Dharmo rakshati rakshitaha. And by doing that, what was the result? They got their kingdom back, even though they weren't willing to pay the price of having to fight with their family members. But still, Krishna said, Arjuna, you fight or you don't fight, but you're going to get the kingdom anyway. So you may as well do what I want because I've made up my mind. And obviously, they also please Krishna. So yes, it pays to be truthful. It pays to be humble. It pays to be austere. Kali Yuga means just that. The beginning of that chapter, Dampati Birituhe Tu, chapter called The Symptoms of Kali Yuga. Mayaga Varaharike Punksa Striya. Yes, this is audacity, all external show. This is what is considered to be success in modern society. This is success in Kali Yuga. The audacious and arrogant, impudent people who are proud of their wealth, their temporary fame, even though they're so sinful. In a Vedic culture, they would be outcasts by that type of conduct and behavior. But they become the gods of modern society. Maya gaiva vaharati punksa stritva. And what is love? What is marriage? Marriage is just some temporary sexual arrangement. And when you're tired of each other, then you get another one. These are all the external symptoms of Kali Yuga. No, Krishna consciousness means that. We have faith. We have faith that if we get to do the right thing, you get the right result. And right result means ultimately you go back home, back to Godhead. The example of the Brijbasis is the one that's most graphic. Here is a whole, not just a village, but you could say a whole country, Vrindavan. And they're suffering. They're constantly being harassed by demons. They're constantly being put into all kinds of difficulty. And for what reason? Because Krishna's amongst them. But never do they consider, well, Krishna's, why don't we just send Krishna away? And then all of our problems will be solved. Because Kamsa's not interested in persecuting us. Now, he just wants to get rid of Krishna. So if Krishna's out of the picture, then everything's all right for us. But no. The Brijbasis, not only don't they think like that, but for them, they're willing to suffer a million Kamsas, a million Putanas, a million Trinavartas and Kreshis and Agasuras and so many other demons rather than lose Krishna's company. In other words, rather than lose Dharma personified or religious principles personified. They are so attached to being in the right situation. They're so attached to Krishna that they would rather sacrifice their lives a million times than to be without him. So that's Krishna consciousness. That's being principle-centered. Better die by living with the real principles of Krishna consciousness than live a irreligious life. So do we have that faith? Do we have that conviction? And that becomes the answer to that question. Isn't it better to live like the materialistic people live in this world? The answer is no, because you will lose Krishna. And for Brijbasi or someone who wants to be a Brijbasi, they would rather lose anything else in this world rather than lose the opportunity of being with Krishna. Hare Krishna.